in the States? Are you in the snowy part or not?
You know, I'll tell you what. Most people would say we lucked out. I'm in central Pennsylvania. We missed out on the storm here. I look at it the other way. I'm very disappointed here today to say that the storm ended up being about 100 kilometers east of where I'm at right now.
Okay, I mean, I'm looking on Twitter, and people are talking about Snowmageddon, Snowcopalypse, Windopalypse, lots of different phrases that they're coming up with, all suggesting this is very dramatic. Is it really that dramatic? I know it is in the short term, but in the context of decades and centuries, is it anything to get excited about?
Well, let me just put it this way. If you were to measure the storm by barometric pressure, this storm's pressure is as low as a Category 2 hurricane. So this is a very powerful storm, and the amount of snow that it's dumped on the East Coast from New Jersey on up into Rhode Island and Connecticut on the order of 50 to 60 centimeters. So this is a pretty impressive storm. Storms like this probably come along on average about once every 3 or 4 years. So it's not something that's, we haven't seen before. In fact, last year in late February, there's a pretty big storm that dumped pretty similar amounts of snow right through the New York City area. So sometimes you get two or three within a year or two. And we saw that happen last year down in the Baltimore, Washington area. They had two or three storms of that magnitude come through within a month's time.
Let's look at some of the points that our listeners around the world are raising. We'll whip through them quickly. First of all, a couple of messages, one from East, one from West Africa. Samuel's in Kenya. Donald's in Nigeria. Samuel says, the weather went bonkers here a few years ago. We no longer have a rainy season. And Donald in Nigeria says, the weather's becoming more iffy here day by day. Farmers are finding it increasingly difficult to predict the weather. So how about that point? Is it harder for you as a weatherman to say to all of us what's coming?
Well, I think some people out there probably do think it's harder to predict because they think that the accuracy sometimes is lacking. But I talked with my colleagues here. We had a discussion about this just a week ago, so it's interesting you bring this idea up here. And our feeling is that over the past probably 20 or 25 years, I've been in the meteorology business for 29 and a half years now. It used to be that you could trust the forecast maybe out 4 or 48 hours. Now, in a lot of instances, the weather pattern is pretty stable. You can trust it out to 7 or 8 days. So I think there's been a lot of advances made, some places more than others. It's still very difficult to forecast isolated events or local events in the tropics. But to get to large-scale patterns, I think the computer models and some of the things that we've learned over the years about the oceans have really helped to improve the accuracy of forecasts.
Now, your line, your studio line to us is coming in and out, but I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and ask you a couple more quick points. But if I have to jump in, it's just because there's more out than in, so to speak. It's not your fault at all. Let's turn to the biggest issue. Online, everyone's talking about climate change. You can find some people pointing to these different types of weather as evidence it's happening or evidence that it's not happening. What's your view at AccuWeather?
Well, our view is, first of all, if you're talking about individual weather events, such as a blizzard like we're getting in the East Coast, or maybe a two-week drought or heat wave in the summertime, there isn't any one individual event that you can contribute directly to overall climate change. Those sorts of things happen in any given year, depending on the weather patterns and how they set up. The atmosphere is constantly in a state of trying to balance itself, taking the heat that builds up in the tropics and moving it northward toward the poles, and then moving the cold from the poles down toward the mid and low latitudes. And so if it builds up a little bit longer than it should, maybe you get a blocking pattern where the air masses quickly, and you might get a hotter than usual pattern for a longer period of time. And that's what we saw, I believe, in Russia this past summer. And I will say this, that was a very important... That was about...
Dale,
other events.
You are coming in so much and coming out. I'm going to leave it there, which is frustrating because I have a pile more questions, but I can put up with a couple of drops on the line, but that's about the 7th or 8th, so I think we'd better leave it there. But I'm sure we'll be asking you back on to World Have Your Say. Thank you very much indeed for your time. That was Dale from AccuWeather, Dale Moeller, AccuWeather.com, AccuWeather.com, if you'd like to check out what he and his colleagues are doing. And if you've got any other theories, do pass them on to us and we can pass them on to Dale. I'm sure he'd be happy to respond to it on our blog or on our Facebook page. Now, for the next few minutes on World Have Your Say, we're going to turn our attention to Russia, because there have been all sorts of frustrations expressed about another guilty verdict passed down on the former Russian oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky. He's been found guilty of embezzlement. He's already serving a prison sentence for other crimes, which he's been convicted for. And we can speak to a number of different guests on this. But just to give you an idea of the reaction, it's been overwhelmingly negative from outside of Russia. Dusan in Belgrade says, this verdict confirms the rule that the state will always win. Elisa in Spain, I believe that Mr. Khodorkovsky will stay in jail until the Russian government belongs to Putin. Vitaly in St. Petersburg, this verdict is a disgrace for the Russian court system and for the state as a whole. And it's not just all of you getting in touch about this. The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been speaking about it as well. She says it's going to have a negative impact on Russia's reputation. Well, sitting opposite me is Gleb Fedorov from the BBC's Russia service. Thanks for coming in.
Yep, thank you too.
Most of our listeners are reacting in a negative way, but of course most of our listeners are outside of Russia. What about your users? How have they responded?
Well, their reaction is quite interesting because it tends to be very, like, balanced. Certainly there are people like in West who are rating, like, just like Ivan from St. Petersburg. He says, for me, this is final disappointment. I want to learn a foreign language and leave Russia as soon as possible. And another guy from the same city, Vitaly, he says that, well, this verdict is a disgrace for Russian court system and for the state as a whole. But for the rest of the forum, there are a lot of people who blames both Russian state and Khodorkovsky. For example, there is Sergei also from St. Petersburg. He says that we shouldn't fool ourselves because Khodorkovsky is not saint, but the most of Russian businessmen, or at least oligarchs, who started out in business in the same epoch could be jailed on the same grounds. And also, another person from Saratov, he says, I consider Khodorkovsky a victim of political repressions, and if he's guilty, he's no more guilty than other politicians and businessmen in Russia. So it's quite balanced, I think.
So it's balanced. Let's see what our callers from Russia make of this, starting with Vladislav, who's on the phone from Moscow. What's your reaction to the verdict?
Yeah, hi. Hi. Actually, I was kind of a bit surprised, but still, actually, I've expected this decision because, it's a loud case and a lot of Russians been watching it because it's actually like a lacmus paper because some people expect that society is supposed to be changed because of the government's ways, because of what they do. But it seems that nothing's changed. And more or less, people like Khodorkovsky, I mean, people who are thinking entrepreneurial and they want to make money, they want to develop their business, they're under control. And that's the worst point because you want to be free, you want to follow the law, and you just want to make business, but you cannot because somebody tells you what to do and what not to do.
Vladislav, do you resent, do you get upset by the amount of criticism that's being made of your justice system, or do you think it's deserved?
Well, actually, you know, it's more or less fair. It's this case is more or less how things are in Russia. It's not something special. I mean, people who live here, they know, they understand all these things. So it's more for people who live outside to see what's going inside.
Thank you very much for speaking to us, Vladislav. And just those most of you will know this story because it's leading this, not just leading the news bulletins, but it's also been the most read for a lot of the day. But if you're coming to it for the first time, Mr. Khodorkovsky and his business partner were found guilty of stealing from their firm, Yukos, big oil firm, and laundering the proceedings. Now, Mr. Khodorkovsky is already serving an 8-year sentence. That came in a trial in 2005. But we're now awaiting another sentence, which will be tagged onto this 8-year sentence. And it's expected, of course, that he'll be spending a great deal more time in prison. Now he's been found guilty of embezzlement on top of those original charges. Let's bring in a couple more guests. We have Gavork, who's on the phone from Krasnodar Krai, which is a town, near a town called Timashevsk, if I pronounce that correctly. Geborg, what's your view on this?
Good evening. My view is that Khodorkovsky, he deserves what he gets now in the court, because in a country such as Russia, we had a lot of stealings. What I say, a lot of stealings, that's the oligarchs rule. And some of them got away back to England, and some of them stayed here, and they didn't agree with Putin to what to do. Mm-hmm. They get their sentence, and the government tries to keep them in a prison for not involving them in the further political affairs inside the country.
But Gabriel, help me understand where you're coming from. Do you think that there is political pressure on a case like this?
Well, it might be a political pressure, but the approach is from the economic side. Blaming Khodorkovsky on fraud or embezzlement or any of these kind of things, they're trying to keep him away because, as we remember, he was trying to become a president of Russia.
But Gevorg, if that's happening, if they are trying to keep him away, why are you so relaxed about that? Because you say you think justice has been served. You don't sound concerned that political pressure might be keeping this man in prison.
For majority in Russia, it's clear that such a person as Khodorkovsky or the other people like him will never gain political power in Russia because they don't represent a majority of people. It's a business elite which serves trying to gain or serve on their own purposes. And Russia is a very specific country, and the people here don't feel like sort of cordial connection with this kind of elite.
Okay, so there's a couple of interesting points there. Let me just, Gevorg, sorry to interrupt you, but you're making a couple of interesting points, and I'd like to put them to Dr. Alexander Sazlavsky, who's an expert on Russian energy politics at the organisation Horizon in the United States. Sir, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
Well, let's start with the very broad point that Gevorg makes there, which is that lots of people just don't understand how Russia works, and if they did, they might not get so upset about these kind of cases. Do you think that's a broadly accurate point?
Well, first of all, I think you've got an accurate cross-section of opinions. You know, you have the educated and better-off Moscow residents who are connected to business, who have their own businesses, and obviously they're upset, and you have people who are poorer, who haven't had the advantages of the